In Mexico, almost 100,000 people are stuck in prison without being convicted or even tried. It's called pretrial detention. Many were thrown in jail automatically after being accused of a crime. They account for a massive 41% of the prison population. Once inside, many of the accused languish there for years before they get a trial due to the slow pace of the Mexican justice system. Like Beridiana, when she went to prison, her twins were 11 months old. When she got out, for lack of evidence, they were six.
When they saw me, they said to me, "Are you our mom? Are you the lady who cries?" They didn't know their mom. I was just a speakerphone that talked to them for 10 minutes every 10 days.
She was accused of being an accomplice to her partner, who was involved in an illegal people smuggling operation. She's denied knowing anything about that operation. While she was inside, she claims prison guards tortured her to try to get her to confess to the crime.
There were beatings all the time, pulling my hair until I felt that my spine would crack. I felt a strong pressure to admit that I was guilty.
Earlier this month, as the Mexican Supreme Court discussed eliminating mandatory pretrial detentions, there was hope things might change. The proposal didn't pass, but it put the issue on the national agenda, only for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to staunchly defend it, saying eliminating mandatory pretrial detention would lead to a lot of white-collar criminals getting out of jail.
You wipe out the rights of the victims, and who goes free? Those with money, with influence.
But the majority of people that are in prison through mandatory pretrial detention are the poor and the young, exactly the vulnerable part of the population that the president says that he champions. And lawyers say that there's no way eliminating the measure would suddenly lead to a flood of them being let out, that each case would have to be decided on its own merits. Right now, mandatory pretrial detention is only serving to corrupt Mexico's law and order authorities, says Luis Tapia of criminal justice watchdog Fair Trials.
It gives the public prosecutor's office much more power. It's an incentive for them not to do their jobs because the message is, if I accuse someone of a crime and put them in mandatory pretrial detention, it doesn't matter that I don't have the evidence to get a conviction because they'll be in jail for 2 years anyway.
That is what Veridiana, now an activist, is campaigning to change. But with the full weight of the government against that, it looks like a long road ahead. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.